to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Whitsand, Morning Devotions. I spoke yesterday about peace. How is it possible to find a real sense of peace? Let me tell you about Professor Charles Birch. He died in 2009 and was the Chalice Professor of Biological Sciences here at the Sydney University. He really was one of the world's leading environmentalists. Now, he said, "There is chaos on several levels today. Inner chaos revealed by people's inability to live with themselves. Social chaos, where man can't live with his neighbour. He feels he's got no relationship with the universe about him or God in charge of the universe. Man is alienated, estranged, disintegrated and diseased." And I thought that is worth thinking about. I once saw a sign that said, "Be at peace. God is in charge." Isaiah 26 verse 3 in the Old Testament says, "The Lord gives perfect peace to those whose faith is firm." Now, this idea of peace can be as elusive as any single thing. If you don't have peace, whatever else you have won't be enough. There's sort of a niggling feeling, whatever circumstances are assuring you. The Bible talks about perfect peace. Where does that come from? It's interesting. The Bible connects a person's potential for real peace with that person's purpose. In other words, what is it that you're on about? What is your goal for life? It happens when we take our eye off God, that we don't have this real peace. We look at all the things going on in the world and things seem to fall apart. But if we are Christians, then the source of our peace is not there. It's the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, who gives us the peace of Jesus Christ. And there's a void, I think, in many people's life until that is filled by God, peace. The New Testament mentions peace over 90 times. And here's what Jesus said when he spoke to his followers in John chapter 14, verse 27. "I give you peace, the kind of peace that only I can give. It's not like the peace that this world can give, so don't be worried or afraid." And in Philippians 4, 7, we have these words, "Because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand, and this peace will control the way you think and feel." Sounds good, doesn't it? Once we are at peace with God, the Prince of Peace, that's Jesus Christ, comes and reigns in our hearts. That's why I think when Jesus was born, the angels sang the song, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." Yes, if we are Christians, I guess there's a sense that we have to get on with people and live at peace. It says in Romans 12, verse 18, "Do your best to live at peace with everyone." It feels wrong to be having an enemy, having a sense of not being at peace. We know that Jesus himself was a strong advocate of peace. He never encouraged violence. And whatever we do, whatever work we do, we can find peace because Jesus is regarded as the bringer of peace. I believe that God wants us to find peace, and the peace of God is divine. Now, of course, there are distractions and difficulties that would stand in that way, and they're due often to our own circumstances or maybe the sin that's in our own heart that could stand in the way. But the Bible says this, "You've got to stand still, be still, and know," the scripture says, "that I am God." That's in Psalm 46, verse 10. And it comes, this peace comes when we enter into a relationship with God through Jesus. As we put our trust in him, Jesus not only promises eternal life, but he invites us to experience that divine peace right here and now. Therefore, the scripture says, since we've been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Christ Jesus our Lord has done. Once we were enemies because of sin, but now because of Christ we've been reconciled to God. So the strife that was there has been overcome by his peace. Well, dear Lord, I realize that I can release all the turmoil into your presence. I can be content and peaceful because your calm can bring quietness to the storms in my life. And I want to give you my life today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.